Now, while we're thinking about this, I'll just put a little picture of a nice scene from nature just to calm everybody down. Because what we're actually going to do is really talk about each Zhang separately. And we're going to have a little bit of review at the same time into the functions of the organs. And this helps us to understand the various patterns associated with them, or the various pathologies that can arise when these organs become ill. Now, some of this you'll actually would have done in year one, and I make no apologies for actually going over material that you have actually done before. And I'd like to do this before moving on to new material, just to go back one step. And it helps you to remember what you've done in year one and to build on it. And you will find this throughout the course. Each time we'll be starting a new subject, we'll just go back a little bit and relook at this material so that you will have this information given to you at many different times throughout the course, so that actually will become very comfortable with it. Now, this e-learning session is a lot of me just really running through all these patterns. There's actually no work that I'm setting you. That's the good news. So you don't have to worry about it. I'm not expecting you to go on any forums or to answer any case studies or any questions. I really just want you to sit at the moment and listen to this and to go through it. So what I'd suggest is to go and get yourself a nice cup of tea, sit yourself down quite comfortably, and then just to listen and go through it. If there are points throughout this e-learning session which concern you or confuse you, then just make a note of them, because, as I said earlier on, you'll be getting live sessions on all of this, and we'll look at all this in detail. So, really, let's begin and think about the patterns of disharmony. They're sometimes called in the texts the syndromes, and I'm using those sort of expressions interchangeably. So either patterns of disharmony or syndromes, whatever we'd like to use. And really, this is to do very much with the cornerstone and the basis of TCM. And it's really to do with making a diagnosis. Now, if you think back to year one, there were several different ways that you could make a diagnosis. The first is by looking at the patient. The simplest way and the most immediate way, just look at your patient. And you're looking at the skin colour, you're looking at how they're walking, you may be looking to see the quality of their Shen in their eyes. And also, of course, you'll be looking at the tongue, and this will inform your diagnosis. We can also make a diagnosis by palpation. So this is actually the feeling part. And we could feel perhaps for tight muscles. If a patient was in pain, we'd be looking for tender spots, Asha points. These are tender spots. We'll, of course, also be feeling for the pulse. And again, this would all give us useful diagnostic material. The third way to make a diagnosis is by hearing or listening, and in particular we're listening perhaps to the sound of the voice. We may be listening to the quality of their breathing. So that's listening. And the final way that we actually make a diagnosis is by asking, and this is the questions. And it's part of course, taking the case history. Now, we need to know, of course, which questions to ask. And this is where the patterns of disharmony come in. They actually follow really as the answers to the various questions that we're going to ask our patients. So this is the aspect that we're going to be dealing with now. So we need to think about what we need to ask. What do we need to know? Now, in terms of the information that we get from our patients, we can look at this in different ways.